Look with me at 2 Corinthians 9. This is a text worth commenting on. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, we can start there. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. That's the principle, right? What you give in sowing, you get back in the crop. Each one must do just as he purposed in his heart, not grudgingly, under compulsion. God loves a cheerful giver. So you give, and it's like planting seed. You plant a little, you get a small crop. You plant a lot, you get a big crop. And God, verse 8, is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. As it is written, he scattered abroad, he gave to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower, bread for food, will supply, multiply your seed for sowing, increase the harvest of your righteousness. You say, yeah, 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 but it'll all be spiritual and I'll starve to death. No. It won't all be spiritual. How do you know? Verse 11, you'll be enriched in everything. You'll be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. God's not going to hold back anything. You're going to be enriched in everything. What is God's design for you then to acquire money? Work. By the sweat of your brow. Work hard. You don't work, you don't eat. There's dignity in work. There's achievement, accomplishment, self-respect. Save, plan, and give, and watch God give in return. These are just simple biblical principles of economics. Now, when it comes to giving, I think that's going to be the challenge in the future. We're going to be, instead of looking at X amount of dollars in the future from which we can choose to buy this, buy that, or give to the Lord's work, give to the kingdom, give to the church, we're going to be squeezed down more and more. We're going to have to make decisions. If I had this much, and I gave the Lord this much, and now I have this much, can I still give the Lord the same? That's the challenge. Or even more? You have to make the choices about the stuff that you're not taking with you, right? Isn't that right? I mean, you've got to lay treasure where? In heaven, where moth and rust doesn't corrupt and thieves don't break through and steal, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew. But your treasure in heaven. Purchase friends, Luke 16, for eternity. Make your money count everlastingly. And that's my concern, that in the future, as discretionary money becomes less